In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of God's Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. We've made it to the seventh beatitude. And you remember we covered 1 and 8 in the first week of this lovely little series. So we've made it to number 7. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. This one, hits a chord with me, right? When we do the benediction, what's the thing I remind you of every Sunday? Remember who you are and whose you are. You belong to God, right? We will be called children of God. Who will? The peacemakers. There have been enough movies and novels and other assorted varieties of things that the phrase peacemakers or the title peacemakers sometimes is something we don't really want to associate with, right? Thing that comes to mind is, I think it's in The Hunger Games, where the peacemakers are the military police who keep the peace by silencing those who might stand up against injustice. That's not the kind of peacemaker I necessarily want to be. Peacemakers, I don't know, I hear peacemakers and I think of the 1940s, on the other side of the pond, perhaps. Peacemakers keeping peace on, concentration camps. Not the kind of peacemaker I want to be, right? Don't think that's the kind of peacemaker any of us wants to be. So what does it mean, or how can we rework it so that blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God, is something we actually want to strive for, something we want to try to achieve. Let's look at what Paul said to the Ephesians, right? And he's talking to them and he says, once you were different, right? Once you were uncircumcised Gentiles, and the Jews were over here and they were circumcised, right? They were different. But now, thanks to Christ Jesus, you who once were so far away have been brought near by the blood of Christ. I think what Paul's trying to get to is the things that make us, that we have in common, are more important than the things that divide us. You figure when he was writing to the Ephesians, like when he wrote so many of his other letters, it was to stop the arguing, right? These are new Christians. And back when the church started, you had the Christians who were historically Jewish and who had all of that background and had all of those stories and laws, who knew what the old ways were and thought, this is the way it's supposed to be done. They had converted to follow Jesus, but they were still culturally Jewish. And then you had the Gentile Christians who had not been Jewish. They'd been literally anything else. What we'd now call pagan. Worshipping multiple gods. Believing in the spirit of the sun, who is the one that makes the spirit of the crops make the crops come out of the ground, right? They converted to Christianity, and they had all of their traditions and the things that they held on to. And what Paul had to say was, listen, there are plenty of things that divide you, Jewish Christian, Gentile Christian. But the things that unite us are more important. The things that we have in common are more than the things that divide us. So how do we take that from millennia ago and apply it to today? Try this on for size. Bob may think one thing about something, and I may think one thing about a different thing about the same thing, right? If we were lesser people, we would let that divide us, right? But Jesus calls us to be the peacemakers so that we can be called the children of God. And so we know that the things that unite us are therefore stronger than the things that divide us. Our mutual love of God, possibly even our mutual love of music, and so many other things that we're not even going to get into right now. We get society, we get into holding on to our point of view. We get into holding on to what we think is right. We get into holding on so tightly to our own that we start pointing the finger. Because you are not like me, you cannot possibly be right. We remember that the Beatitudes are split in half, right? The first four about how we relate to God, the second four about how we relate to each other. If we are called to be peacemakers, then maybe what we need to be focused on is looking for the common ground. It may be at home. It may be at work. It may be downtown. It may be on Facebook. It may be in any number of places. We need to work on finding our common ground. And what we need to do also is to remember the other Beatitudes and what they call us to do. We need to remember that, you know, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. We are poor in spirit when we realize we need God. We can't do it on our own. We are not that good. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. When we truly mourn the things that separate us from God, when we truly repent and mourn for those things, just as we would mourn for the loss of a loved one, we find that connection and the comfort of God. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. When we are okay enough with who we are that we can fess up to it, when we understand just how fallen we are and how much we need God and how much we need to be mournful over the things that keep us away from Him, and when we can say that in front of our neighbor, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. It's not my righteousness, it's God's. What does God say is right? What does God call you to do? What does God say is the path you're supposed to take? What is God calling you to do in the face of injustice? That's God's righteousness. Now we get into how we work with our neighbor here. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall be shown mercy. Blessed are you when you can forgive somebody, just as you have been forgiven. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are those who have the same outside life as they do inside their hearts, because God sees it anyway. Be the kind of person that can have a pure heart and show what's in your heart to the person sitting next to you. Blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are the people who aren't sitting there picking fights. I think about the girls and I think about our kids here at church, siblings, right? I think about my time with my own brothers, right? I think about how many little, you know, pick, 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 pick. Or when one will say, Mom, he looked at me. Mom, he's using the crayon I wanted. Which escalates to, what do you mean? You're just wrong. You don't think like I do, you're just wrong. You don't stand up for the same things I do, you're just wrong. Ooh, ooh, that doesn't sit comfortable, does it? No. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Remember what that one's about? Blessed are those who are persecuted, who are lambasted, who are told to sit down and shut up. Why? Because of righteousness. Because they are out there saying, this is what God says is right. This is what God has called us to do. This is who we are called to be. You remember what I said 8 weeks ago with that one? When I said, clearly, if somebody's telling you to sit down and hush, means you must be saying something right. Because who's the devil pick on? Those who proclaim the good news that they know. Those who stand firm. Those who say, no, I know what is right. I know who God has called me to be. I know what God has called us to do. Those who say, this is my light. And you ain't gonna blow it out or cover it up or keep me from sharing it with people, right? Every one of these eight are eight steps on a stepladder getting just a little closer to being in right relationship with God, right? Every one of these eight is something to strive for. And when I think about blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Following on, blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. I have to stop and think that maybe, just maybe, what God is calling us to do is be a little less self-absorbed. Us, church, little c, right? Like I tell my girls, right? Like, you have to be aware of the other person's needs. You have to have your eyes open for the other person. You can't necessarily change what they're doing, and you can't control their actions, right? Like I tell Lydia, you cannot control what Evelyn does or does not do. But you need to be mindful when she is talking to somebody else, or she's asking me or Mom or Grandma a question. How true is that in the greater society? How true is that in the church? We have to be mindful for one another. And that's what he's talking about. Think about how most arguments start. Somebody's talking, and somebody cuts them off, talks right over them, right? And there's that thing, and that's how the fight started, right? Blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are the people who make sure everybody has their turn. Blessed are the people who don't sit there and pick at that scab of a fight just to start something. For they will be called children of God. It hit me yesterday at Jenny's funeral. Like, boom, smacked me just like a ton of bricks. When I pronounced the benediction. Where it says, Jesus says to us what he said to his disciples long ago. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. What we need to do through everything is remember that the way God does things is not the way the world necessarily does them. And so what really we need to hold on to is like Christopher getting his Bible and the things that he will read as he grows up and the things he will understand as he continues to be in church, just as all of you hopefully do. That we can't do it without God, right? That we can't do this on our own and do it the way we've been called to. Right? We're called to love God and love our neighbor. It all boils down to that. And if you're looking at Facebook or the news or I can't say the downtown bakery anymore, county seat or out to the apple barrel or the country chef or the hearthstone or anywhere else, and that's where you're looking for your definition of what it is to be a peacemaker or your definition of what it is to be merciful, my friends, you're looking in the wrong spot. You're looking in the wrong spot. It is God who calls us to these things. And those who are calling for changes in our world that God has given us, I may be being simple here, but you got to look where God's calling you to look. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. There's no but, there's no comma, there's no maybe. It's and. You must do both. I think you can do it. No, I know you can do it. And I know we can do it together. And I know we can go out that door and continue to share the light of God and continue to be bearers of the peace and the hope and the truth and the love. That we know, because that stands empty. Amen.